Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Steve Whitaker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jake Gibbs. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Peterson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fritz Peterson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball towards left. Williams settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Williams. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney fires to first, and they've got Clark trapped. There's the throw to Hansen, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Whitaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Gibbs and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peterson moves to second. Two outs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Amaro takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Peterson. Williams moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Whitaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Agee bunts towards first. Mantle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Agee for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibbs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibbs. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McGraw strikes out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Amaro is hit by the pitch. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantle hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amaro moves to second. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0 for 1 in the game. Horland hits a fly ball into right field. Whitaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gibbs hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Mantle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mantle scoops it up and throws to first, with Peterson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNairtney strikes out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Weiss moves to second. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mantle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. Weiss moves to third. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tresh. Williams reaches second base with a double. Weiss scores. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive towards short. Amaro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 3 in the game. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Pepitone hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 3 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and New York Yankees, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.